5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It's an interesting weekend weather-wise. Remember, like, last week, we're talking about great stuff. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about other stuff. This weekend, it is what it is. And there's nothing coming up anytime soon, except next week we'll be into the upper 60s, which I guess is the best that we can hope for at the moment, and we'll go from there. All right, a couple of things I want to remind you about. First of all, the James River Air text line, that is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, "Hey, Jeff, I've got a great idea. I think we need to get Stan Drewski in front of the General Assembly. Have him explain to people how the efforts to, quote, lower taxes are not working. Then he could grill them on how lowering expenses in Virginia to make things more affordable might work." Yeah. Has anyone noticed that increasing taxes is not really productive? And what about the new tax? Democrats have come up with a way to tax sleep, which I think is amazing, because it's one of the few things I'm kind of good at. Oh, I used to be a world-class sleeper. Well, let me tell you right now, I would put my snoozing up against anybody's. I really would. I was good at sleeping. Then you get older, you don't need as much sleep, which is weird, because you want more sleep. And then you get to a point where you're thinking, a nap? Yes. Yes. If only a nap. Right? Little kids will fight you. They will go to the kitchen drawer and take out forks to stab you if you suggest they take a nap. Me? I would crawl over sharp forks for the opportunity to take a nap. That would be fantastic. But yeah, so the folks in the General Assembly have decided that what we really need is a fully staffed commission established, not shockingly, by the General Assembly to deal with mattresses, because they don't like how mattresses are or are not disposed of. And rather than say, well, you can't dump your mattress there in the dump. Oh, wait a minute. They already say that. How do I know? Because I had to take something that was not a mattress to one of our Hanover County dumps. And I was getting ready to throw it in. And the lady in the little trash hut came out and said, you can't put a mattress in there, sir. I said, but it's not a mattress. What is it? And I explained, it was a mattress cover, but it wasn't a mattress. So that looks like a mattress to me. I didn't say it out loud, but inside it's like, sweetie, I swear to you, it's not a mattress. Now, I did pepper, sweetie, it's not a mattress, with one or two other terms. Yes, I did. But again, it was all internal. Nobody heard it. But I said, well, it's not a mattress. Looks like it to me. Okay. Well, to me, you look a little bit like a jerk right now. Again, did not say it out loud. But that's what I was thinking. I said, well, it's not. Well, I can't have you put it in. They're going to charge us extra if you put a mattress in it. I'm like, okay, it's not a mattress, but I get it. I get it. So she said, but if you go to this other Hanover County dump, they've got a place where you can put your mattresses. Like a whole special mattress cemetery or something. So that's what I did. So they already have that in place. But, you know, why would you stick with something that works when, if you are an elected member of the House of Delegates and the State Senate, and you have the opportunity now for more patronage positions and a board commission that you're going to establish with, and I wish I were joking about this, taxing authority, the authority to impose more taxes. Why wouldn't you do it? And so that is exactly what they are trying to do. Wow. Wow. How about that? So your sleeping will now be taxed by a commission to be appointed by politicians. Do you think it's going to be filled with sleep expert? Well, no, I guess not. Mattress experts? And how do you qualify as a mattress expert? Once again, if you were a world-class sleeper, do I have to submit paperwork indicating that I really know how to sleep well? It's insanity. Just insanity. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, my family was listening to WRVA the Friday afternoon that the helicopter with Howard Bloom went down. They were waiting for his report, and all there was empty space. They started music, I think. It was 1974, so they actually did play music all the time. Yeah. Wow. Jim from down in Prince George says, hey, Jeff, I really only started listening to WRVA about 10 years ago, and I can't pull myself away from it. It is the only place to get the true story. Thank you, and happy birthday to you all, Jim from Prince George. Well, thank you. I will again point out that over the last couple of years, I don't know, 2 years, 3 years, Charles Pyle has been our news director. And in my 14 years of this radio station, I've been through a lot of people in that newsroom. Believe me when I tell you that. And the very best of the best, Charles Pyle. The best as the news director, the best as a reporter, the best as an anchor. He's a rock solid guy. Great, great guy. So we are very fortunate to have Charles in that position. Sarah Huffman, Eileen Abbott do a great job reporting. Of course, Gary Hess is doing news amongst a couple of other things each and every morning. So we got a solid team. And I will say one more time, I know for the first time in my 14 years, that newsroom is as good as it can possibly be. And they are the best that I have seen in 14 years. So that's a pretty good accomplishment as far as I am concerned. A little bit earlier, I was talking about a report. It was over on CBS 6. Melissa Hippolyte did a sit-down with Richmond Police Chief Rick Edwards. I'm going to let you hear that in a couple of moments, and I'm going to share a couple of thoughts on that. I also mentioned that I didn't even get a piece of the 100-year birthday cake last night at the big birthday party. Now, what did I talk about for the entire time leading up to this? That there was going to be cake. Oh, there was cake, but there was no cake for me. None. I don't know. Well, I just don't know. Nobody bothered to say, hey, here's where the cake's going to be. Why don't you join us for cake? So I got no cake. But there were other people who did. Brad was amongst them, and Brad sent me a Facebook message. He says, Jeff, the cake that we got was a white cake with white frosting. It was actually very good. The cake that they brought out on stage, well, they brought it out to the front door, but I never saw them cut into it. Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll take your word on that. I don't know. I had no cake. If you did have cake and you enjoyed it, I'm glad to hear that. If you did not get cake either, well, what can I tell you? Okay, more of the text coming in, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line, and you're always welcome to jump in there. If you did see the piece on CBS 6 with Richmond Police Chief Rick Edwards, let me know what you thought. If you've read any of these comments that are posted there, let me know what you think. And is there anybody here old enough to remember way back when in 2020, when the city of Richmond was on fire, when there were riots taking place, when police officers were under attack, not just by criminals, but by the mayor of the city of Richmond? Anybody remember that? Because I do. Defund the police. All cops are bastards. Those are the only two things that I can say on the air from that movement. There were other things that were absolutely horrible, vile, disgusting. And LeVar Stoney was totally on board with them. Why? Well, because LeVar Stoney hates cops and always has and always will. And the Richmond Police Department suffered as a direct result of him. Richmond cops who were able to get out, in many cases, they got out. They did laterals. They went to other agencies. City of Richmond is down hundreds of police officers right now. Hundreds. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Again, if you want to hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.